From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Glad you joined us on ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. And hey, before we get to our first guest today, I want to remind you that Greg Laurie, who you hear on A New Beginning daily at 3 a.m. and at 8:30 a.m., evenings at 9 o'clock, will be the guest speaker at Calvary Church this weekend. And most of you are probably familiar with Greg Laurie. He's also, of course, the pastor at Harvest Fellowship in Riverside, California, and a campus in Hawaii, I believe, as well. He is the featured speaker at the Harvest Crusades. He is the author of the book Jesus Revolution, soon to be released movie. I believe in February that movie coming out. You can actually do a search. So you want to find out more about the movie Jesus Revolution, just go to imdb.com and do a search. You probably watch the trailer there and other features. That being released, and that'll be really kind of the focus of Greg's message this weekend at Calvary Church. Let me see if I can find his message is titled "It's Time for Another Jesus Revolution." So if you want to find out more about Greg's visit this weekend, go to calvarynm.church on the web. He is quite the evangelist. So you have someone you want to make sure that they hear the good news about Jesus. If you haven't already delivered, or if you have delivered it to them and you want to reinforce what you've already shared, bring them to hear Greg this weekend at Calvary Church. And again, the details at calvarynm.church on the web. In studio with us, Ann Edenfield is here from Wings for Life International. Ann, thanks for coming back into studio.
Oh, I love to come in and share with you.
You've done so much in the ministry that you do, and many of our listeners obviously familiar with Wings for Life. But for those not familiar, I'll let you kind of bring them up to speed.
Sure. Well, we are in our 28th year. I'm the founder of Wings for Life International, and I started it because my first husband ended up going to prison. And it was not an easy time, to say the least. The next day I went to the grocery store, I wrote a check. My check wouldn't clear. I ended up with a $3.5 million IRS lien. We had been a member of a church for 12 years at that point here in Albuquerque. Not a soul called us. No one would come over and play with the boys. My boys were real young, 7 and under. I couldn't go anywhere because no one would talk to me. I became a leper. And so ultimately, I ended up writing a book called Family Arrested, How to Survive the Incarceration of a Loved One. I ended up getting hired as a youth director at a church with a husband in prison, of all the crazy things. I always say he had real faith. And I learned about a model of ministry that we do. And so now we do family days in our prisons, and we do our weekly program. And we just have been going for 28 years.
Wow. Well, you know, the youth ministry doesn't surprise me so much. How old were your kids when your husband went to prison?
About 8 months to seven.
Okay.
Age of seven.
Okay. So
yeah.
You had young kiddos and
yep.
And you were much younger then, and
yes.
you have maintained that, Ann. You have
more, you are so sweet.
More energy than the Energizer Bunny, and I know I'm probably not the first one to tell you that.
Well, I have a blast, but you know, the thing is, I tell everybody, I get to wake up every day, and I can't wait for today. What is today going to bring?
Yeah.
And we work with families of prisoners. We give hope. We give joy. We just did our first family day in a prison on the 7th of January in Los Lunas, and it was the most wonderful event. We had one inmate who had not seen his mother or his brother in 19 years. We had other families that the kids hadn't seen dad or grandpa or whatever, 4 years, 6 years, 3.5 years. We had one little boy that was 8 years old when the inmates were first coming in. And I said, well, run over and say hi to Dad. No, no, I'll just stay right here. And I thought, wow, that is so strange. Well, I started thinking about it later. And certainly as the day progressed, he didn't even know who his father was. He was probably three or 4 years old when his dad went to prison. He didn't know his dad. They don't get to see who Dad is on a phone.
Right.
You know, if Dad does even get frequent calls. And that's been difficult in the prisons, too.
Yeah, I can't imagine what that little child went through. A similar experience for me. I was very young when Dad went to Vietnam.
Sure.
And my very first memory of Dad is coming home from Vietnam.
Probably so.
I got a little Pez dispenser and a Vietnamese coin. I held onto those for years. They're gone now, but, but yeah, great memories. So much appreciate the time you spend with families and the encouragement that you provide. And you know, when you were mentioning, how you were received amongst the body of Christ after your husband's arrest. You know, made me think too, you know, often I think in the culture of the church, because there's people in the church.
We are all human beings. Yeah. We are all members of that church. We're all sinners.
It's not just situations like that. I think sometimes the church, those in it, people like you and I, Ann, have difficulty dealing with trauma or drama. What you experienced is probably experienced by others.
Oh, by almost everybody. When I share at a prison family day or anywhere, here's what I've learned. And for our listeners out there, what I learned, I thought people hated me. They didn't want to be around me.
Yeah.
What I realized, it's like a death in a family.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a death in the family, you can at least acknowledge a death. You know, okay, somebody died. I'm so sorry. But somebody incarcerated, somebody just got arrested.
Yeah. It's
how
awkward.
Do you deal with
you
that?
Don't know.
You don't know what to say.
Yeah.
So what they don't, what they do is they don't say anything.
Yeah.
So for the family member, so if you're listening and you know anybody that is dealing with this, and the tragedy is one out of three Americans today have a criminal record.
Yeah.
One out of three. One out of two American families are estimated within their lifetime to have an immediate family member incarcerated.
Yeah.
And of course, that was my family. And so, and he wasn't your typical inmate. He was a 747 airline captain. So so it happens to all spectrums. I always say it doesn't matter the color of our skin, our educational level, where we grew up, what city, what are we wrong side of the tracks or the right side? It does not matter. And especially with addiction today, with so many kids just try this one time. And next thing you know, they're addicted.
Right.
And then they need that drug and they're going to get it however they need to get it.
Yeah.
And so with wings, we're trying to give people wings to fly for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
To be able to break out of that cycle, to not ever get into that situation. And of course, our weekly program, we're trying to educate people that life is an acronym. We put periods on that life, and that stands for life skills imparted to families through education.
Okay.
And what I realized, I had been well educated. I had college graduate. I had won all kinds of awards growing up and have been well respected. When somebody goes to prison, it's a different world, and no one teaches the family how to deal with it. When somebody gets arrested, they get hauled off. The police, the prison system, whatever, the inmate has to do exactly what they're told.
Yeah.
Who guides the families? No one. Because we're all alone. And when you go to visit a prison, what makes the Wings Family Day so special is we get to talk to one another. In a typical visit in a prison, you cannot, if you're visiting your family and I'm visiting my family, we are not allowed to talk to each other.
But you go as a group.
At a family day.
Okay.
But a typical visit for a family, you can't talk to anybody else. The inmate can't talk to anybody else. No one can.
Right.
But at Wings Family Day, we sing together. So everybody's singing. Then we dramatized scripture. So it was January 7th, but we did a Christmas party. So everybody was in fabric. You can't bring in costumes into a prison. So we bring in fabric. We are allowed to bring in fabric. So we cut out holes at the neck and you become sheep and shepherds and angels and wise. I call them wise people because you know, sometimes we have to have some of our women as wise people there too. And so everybody is part of learning and part of that live nativity. Who, when I ask, have you ever been part of a live nativity? Most people have never, ever had that experience. Well, they come to prison. Guess what? You come to prison and you're part of a live nativity. And it changes it for people because now they're part of it. They understand, oh, yeah, there were sheep and shepherds out in the field, and they came, and Jesus was there, and it's just, it's so beautiful. So,
And before we go to a break, I want to quickly revisit that awkwardness that people experience when they encounter a brother and sister in Christ or others who've experienced some kind of trauma, whether it's losing a family member to prison or losing them to eternity. Would you agree, just to equip the body of Christ for that, you feel that awkwardness, you know what you can do? You can approach them and say, I just want you to know, we love you.
Exactly.
And if there's anything we can do for you, please don't hesitate to let us know.
Yeah.
Even if it's just to have someone to listen, I want you to know we're there.
My husband does bereavement and does hospice and is a retired pastor. And so I've learned over the years that really, when somebody is incarcerated and you're dealing with that, it's just like a death in the family.
Yeah.
You bring over food, you pick up the kids from school, you run to the grocery store for them. Hey, I'll do a load of laundry for you. Let me just take the dog for a walk.
Right.
Whatever it is that you would do for somebody that just lost somebody, just being there. Let me clean up your kitchen for you. We'll talk, but let me clean up. Let me do the dishes.
Right.
Just to be there to help. And that tells somebody that you love them.
Right. Be there to help.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, sometimes making sure we're doing the ratio correctly, right? Two ears and one mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
That we're listening.
Listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something as I've grown older, I've tried to be more sensitive about is not to go to, I understand how, you know.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah. Maybe you have, but maybe choose to not.
Wait for a while.
Yeah.
That could come later.
Yeah. Or wait. Yeah. Maybe wait by listening to them, have them ask you, you know, you went through this. What, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, and great insight. So much appreciated. And it's so encouraging to hear about the family days. I have to imagine there's prisoners there.
With all their loved ones.
But there's prisoners there not part of the family day who see it. And although they can't communicate, they may ask, what was that?
Well, no. At a family day, everybody can communicate. I'm trying to explain the difference is a typical visit, you can't talk to anybody. At a family day, everybody, we sit together. We eat dinner
together.
What a great
connection.
We decorate human angels. We have a ball together.
Okay.
And it changes lives.
Well, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, what I do want to make sure, because you always have something going on.
I didn't mean to talk about the family days, but
no,
that's important.
No, it is.
Yep.
When we come back, let's go through some of the things you have on the calendar and let our listeners know how they could get involved or support what you're doing.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, we'll do that after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for tuning in. If you heard our first segment, you know our guest in studio is Ann Edenfield. She's actually the founder of Wings for Life International. And Ann, you're just a breath of fresh air every time you come in. And I appreciate already the time we've spent talking. I do want to make sure, because we only have about 4 or 5 minutes, I want to make sure you have a chance to kind of walk through some of the things on your calendar and what they are. And how our listeners can get involved or support.
Yes. Well, first of all, go to our website. It's wingsfly.org. So wingsfly.org. And you could see our schedule. You could see everything that's going on. We do a weekly program every Monday night in Albuquerque. We meet down at Second Presbyterian Church. We start setting tables at 5, dinner at 6, and then we do a Zoom program. So if you're listening from anywhere in the world, and we've had people all over the world, internationally, our Liberian program, whatever, they're joining us, Zoom from 6:30 to 7:30. We have the best speakers going. Monday night, we're talking about tax tips, what everybody should know. A lot of times our low-income families say, I don't need to fill out my tax forms. Yes, you do. Then we've got some motivational speakers. You Too Can Overcome. Equal Opportunity Services and Title I. Insurance, why everybody needs it. You're renting. You say, I don't need it. Yes, you do. Owning Your Own Destiny. Dr. Seuss, Read Across America. You've got to get your kids reading by third grade. If they don't read a certain level by third grade, they never should graduate because they're probably going to go to prison.
You know, yesterday on the show, Ann, we had Reed West on with us. I don't know if you're familiar.
I know about them. Yes.
And it is so crucial.
Third grade.
Yeah, that we get our, not just our kids, there's adults that need to be literate.
Well, in prison, yeah. Our reading level in prison, new test scores, second grade, 8 months.
Yeah.
That's average reading in prison today.
Right.
Our new Bible in prison is third grade reading level. If they don't read by third grade, they should never progress to the next grade. And they are probably going to end up, 99% of these kids are going to end up in prison. Yeah. So please get your kids reading. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. And we're learning all about that from the expert at UNM. So we have so many things. Then if you want to go to Santa Fe, we're going to the Roundhouse on January 24th. We are all going to wear our wing shirts. We are expanding. We got funding from the state to expand to Farmington, Espanola, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, East Mountains, Los Lunas, Roswell and Las Cruces.
Wow.
And yes.
And there's facilities in a lot of those or all of those locations?
We are going to have meeting in churches in all of those locations, our Wings for Life program.
But I mean, there's incarceration facilities.
Not all of them.
But a lot of them
have prisons themselves. But the inmate doesn't necessarily to go to, they're from Las Cruces, to Las Cruces. So, but we will have these support groups set up all over. As I shared, 1 out of 3 Americans have a criminal record. So you probably are listening and probably you know somebody that needs our programming. It's all free. You don't have to qualify. We don't ask you. Tell me where your husband is. I know all the shame that goes along with that. Believe me, we don't do that. Everybody is welcome. Again, our website is Wings Fly, but it's FLI. It stands for ForLifeInternational.org. And then I'll have to come back and tell you when we actually starting these programs and planning a mission trip to Liberia. We still, if anybody wants to join us, we're leaving on March the 7th. We've got a woman from Ohio that's going to be joining us. We'll be cutting the ribbon in our new building over in Liberia, which is in Monrovia.
Okay, now, bad on geography.
Help us out. The West Coast, the curved coast, right on the ocean. Monrovia is right on the ocean. It's where the U.S. slaves went back, and that's why it was called Liberia.
Okay.
And so we've got a very active program there in Liberia. We'll be going back, going into prisons, orphanages, whatever. We'll be bringing seeds. Again, the seed ministry here in Albuquerque, they're giving us seeds. Faith comes by hearing. We're taking the proclaimers.
Oh, wow.
I've taken proclaimers all over the world, so we're going back again. So if you want to go on a mission trip, I'll tell you, it's going to be incredible. So we have so many things going on at Wings. You could call me directly on my cell phone, 554-6698. That's my direct cell phone number, and I answer it. And if I don't, if I'm on another call, I will call you back, I promise. That's 554-6698, and of course, area code 505. And everybody is welcome. We need volunteers. We need church groups that might bring in dinner to us. We need help with the after dinner programming. Maybe you like to knit, crochet, paint, fly fish. I don't care what it is. If you like to do it, if you love kids, well, first of all, I can say this on the air. If you love God, you love kids, and you have a gift to share, we got a place for you at Wings.
All right.
And so we'd love to have you.
And a reminder, as Ann has said a couple of times, Wings, FLI, that's Wings Fly, wingsfli.org is the website. I'm going to kind of call myself out here, Ann, because one of the favorite things that I got from you the first time we visited, and I loved it so much, I always forget what you say. So I'm going to ask you again on the air so you can remind me. But I love that what you use to describe someone who is no longer incarcerated?
Oh, a returning citizen.
A returning citizen.
Yes, we teach people that you are returning back to society. You have something to share. You are law-abiding, a good dad, good mom, a good neighbor. And hey, guess what? Maybe if you're working, you're a good employee. Yeah. That means you're even giving back to the state and paying taxes.
Yeah, it almost
returning
seems,
citizen.
It almost seems like other terms used support the recidivism that happens.
That ex-con, yeah. ex-offender. We do not call anybody those terms.
Returning citizen.
Returning citizen. And then they have to define it because then they know who they are.
And we're out of time, but we're going to have, I'm sure if we invite you, you'll come back, right?
I'll be back.
Okay. We've been visiting with Ann Edenfield. She's the founder of Wings for Life International. I'll give you the website again, Wings Fly. That's wingsfli.org. Thanks again, Ann.
Thank you so much.